In some states, voters have already cast their ballots for president. Everybody else has another 9 days before finally punching chads. After the long months of the campaign, some American voters remain undecided. Much has been heard from them, so we wanted to hear from voters who have made up their minds. 2 weeks ago, we visited Broken Bow, Nebraska, where we heard from a strong majority of people who want to see President Bush remain in office. In search of a different perspective, this past Wednesday, we visited the Upper West Side of Manhattan in New York, a dependable Democratic bastion, and home to some of the most devoted sports fans in the world.
Go Yankees! Yankees in seven! Yankees in seven, all the way!
Well, it didn't work out that way.
Here it is, ground ball to second. Reese, the Boston Red Sox have won the pennant.
But concentrating on politics, we walked along Broadway from 79th Street to 113th Street, a canyon of apartment buildings lined with coffee shops, clothing stores, specialty food stores, bookstores, newsstands, and at the corner of 80th and Broadway, one of New York's great institutions, H&H Bagels. As beloved as Bagels and the Yankees are on the Upper West Side, there seems to be just as deep a commitment to Democrats. New York's 15th Congressional District covers a large part of the neighborhood. It has been in Democratic hands for nearly a century. The incumbent, Charles Rangel, has held the seat since 1971, and he won re-election in 2002 with more than 90% of the vote. On our walk, we talked with more than 30 people. And only one planned to vote for Mr. Bush, and she lives on Manhattan's posh Upper East Side. Otherwise, we heard what became a familiar refrain.
John Kerry.
John Kerry.
Kerry.
I pick John Kerry.
Kerry, who else?
Kerry Edwards is the team that I would support. I would support no one else.
But few of those promised votes for the Massachusetts senator actually represented deep and ardent support for Mr. Kerry himself. Instead, there was simply considerable unhappiness with Mr. Bush.
It's more black than red, but it's really cool.
Up on 96th Street at the West Side Bike Shop, the manager, David Bocor, explained how he wished he could vote and why.
If there was a not Bush box, that would be what would be checked. I just think he's doing about as bad a job as possible.
The weekday pace on the sidewalks of New York was hectic. Office workers hurrying to their jobs rushed by, declining to stop for a few minutes. But the baby carriage set was also out on this gray, chilly morning. Babies bundled in wool tolerated a break from their morning routine, while parents stopped to talk politics. One man was walking his daughter.
My name's John Kitson. I live in New York City, stay-at-home dad.
What are the issues that are most important for you living here in Manhattan?
Truth-telling about Iraq, mostly. Certainly a lot of fearfulness that something like 9/11 would happen again in my city. I feel like we're on a misadventure in Iraq, and I certainly don't agree with President Bush's policies of going it alone.
Do you think that Senator Kerry can take the country in the right direction?
I most certainly think he can. I think it's sort of egotistical on our part to think that we're the lone wolf or the lone cop in the world. And just somebody's realization that it's not a sign of weakness to recruit friendships and share a burden that's not exactly, this is not an American issue to defeat terrorism.
Two women, their arms linked, walked together, the younger one guiding a stroller.
I'm Lorena Lopes, and this is my mother, Juliana Lopes. And I work at a record company, Columbia Records, and my mother takes care of my little girl.
Are you a registered Democrat?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready to vote?
Oh, yes, I am.
You know who you're going to vote for?
I do.
What are the issues that are most important to you as someone who lives here in Manhattan?
Oh, no.
Tell us.
All right. Well, I think there are two issues, and I don't know that they're particular to Manhattan, but one is obviously the war in Iraq and what a tragedy and waste that is. And then the other is the economy and the fiscal irresponsibility of George Bush and his administration.
For the elder Ms. Lopes, there was another matter, having to do with what she said makes Americans feel comfortable with a leader.
People seem to be afraid of an intelligent person.
Instead, they prefer to have a mediocre person. It seems they feel more comfortable when they have a mediocre president.
And you are impressed with Senator Kerry?
I don't want to use the word impressed. He's far better than George Bush.
Rick Mowat, a writer and director, will vote for Kerry, but he's frustrated by a lack of options on the ballot.
I wish there were really two parties out there. I don't think there are. I don't like either candidate. My guy, Dennis Kucinich, is long gone, so there's not that much left for me. So,
what are the issues that matter most to you?
Environment, number one, for me. I think the terrorist bit is too overblown, no pun intended. The economy, how we get along with the rest of the world, I think is really important. Nobody seems to care too much about that. Those are my main issues.
Do you think Senator Kerry can lead the country in the right direction?
I'm hopeful. I'd like to see that happen. Fingers crossed. I think it's going to end up being more of the same, with a little bit different coat of paint on it.
There will be no new paint job in the Oval Office if East Sider Michelle Schneider has her way. She expressed great disdain for Kerry and his running mate, John Edwards, because they are lawyers, describing Edwards as an ambulance chaser. But Schneider said she supports President Bush's re-election because of her single greatest concern.
Safety. Safety is a big issue for me and my family. And I don't feel that Kerry has a true grip on that. In the perfect world, it'd be nice to sit down and talk, but this isn't a perfect world, and that's not going to get us anywhere. Kerry loves to talk, but he's not Bill Clinton, who I would rather see right now as president. If I were a world leader, I wouldn't really particularly listen to Kerry because he just talks and talks and talks and really doesn't have anything to say. On the other hand, Bush doesn't even come close to being a great speaker. He stumbles over his words, but I think he's real. He has heart. He's got dirt under his nails. He's a good old boy. It's hard. I don't believe in a lot of things he stands for because I do believe in stem cell research. I do believe that gays should be able to be married. So I've got these two candidates, neither of which are perfect, but when all is said and done and I go to the polls, even though I'm a registered Democrat, I will be voting for George Bush.
As we walked up Broadway, we heard from many people with diverse backgrounds, although they sounded some similar themes.
My name is Stanley Hartstein. I'm semi-retired, and I design and manufacture home furnishings.
Are you ready to vote?
I'm ready to vote.
You have your candidate all picked out?
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask who you're voting for?
I am voting for Kerry.
Tell us what are the issues that are most important to you.
The economy, health care, our future.
My name is Blondell Haywood. I live in the Bronx, New York. And I work at Mars Brothers Clothing Store.
Right across the street.
Right across the street.
So you're on your way to work.
Yes, I am.
Have you chosen your candidate?
Yes, I have.
Can I ask who it is?
Kerry.
What about the war?
Oh, my. That's very touchy. All of us should come out of that war. And Bush have not proved anything. And I feel like Kerry may be able to bring our people home.
My name is Rashida. I live in the Bronx. I work in the Gap. Bush, he's been in there for 4 years. He didn't do nothing I like, so, you know, give somebody else a chance.
And you think that Kerry can lead the country in the right direction?
I'm praying.
My name is Karen Young. I live on the Upper East Side. And I have a company. We manufacture games. Family Games City Guide. For me, I didn't know enough about Kerry for a while. I had very strong feelings about Bush, but I didn't know enough about Kerry, and so I didn't feel ready to make a decision. But I'm so clear that I don't want Bush, and that of the two, I do think there's a chance that Kerry has a better chance of bringing people together.
This being New York, inevitably, we encountered a familiar face.
My name is Mandy Patinkin, and I live in New York City, and I'm an actor.
The veteran Broadway, television, and movie actor is now starring in the Showtime series Dead Like Me. But in politics, he's concerned about the plight of the living.
The issues that are important to me are healing the world and a man that can bring our allies together, where I feel that we have become ostracized from the world because of this current administration's attitude.
What are the domestic issues that matter to you?
The domestic issues that matter to me most are people having jobs, people having their own health care, people being able to afford homes. And for Jews, because I'm an American Jew, Israel is also an issue for me. We're both candidates. In some places, some people will tell you they're 100% equal in terms of the Jewish attitude toward them. So then the question remains, are we safer with this administration or with a newer administration? In my opinion, A, we're not 100% equal. And secondly, the bigger question is, if they are both equal, Kerry and Bush, in terms of their stance on Israel, then are we safer with what the Bush administration has done in terms of going in to Iraq? My opinion is no. There are more terrorists in Iraq and the Middle East than there have ever been in known history. There are terrorists everywhere. Americans and Israelis and Westerners are now more the enemy than ever. So we are not safer. And I believe John Kerry will make us a safer world.
So a change in administration will take the country in the right direction?
A change in administration will take the world in the right direction and all humanity. And we need it more desperately than ever in known American history.
Thomas Nesbitt, a postal worker and longtime West Sider, was more concerned with immediate issues than the sweep of American history. Still, he had no doubt about how he would cast his vote.
Carrie Edwards.
And why is that?
Because I like what they're going to do with our economy, our education, our tax reform, and also our health care.
Mm-hmm. Those are the main issues.
And our boys overseas. Because I feel like our troops are fighting an unnecessary war. Bring the boys home. So if a real war break out, what would we do? We wouldn't have the manpower to fight another war.
For Tom Samar, a lawyer, Kerry was not always a first choice for president. He originally supported former Vermont Governor Howard Dean.
I ultimately would not have wanted to see Dean get the nomination because at first I supported Dean because I was thinking, well, there's no way we're going to win this election, so we might as well go down in flames with a sort of a liberal crusader who's more to my liking. But ultimately, given how bad things are going in Iraq and with the economy, this is a really winnable election, and I feel like John Kerry was the best of a pretty weak bunch.
Whether Kerry is a strong choice for president or not is a secondary matter for Dan Cappy, a development officer at the Bank Street College of Education on the Upper West Side. As with so many other people walking along Broadway last Wednesday, for Cappy, the president is the issue in this election.
I think Bush is scary, I really do. And I just think his agenda has been dishonest. And I think we're almost in an age of imperialistic democracy. And I think it's a new paradigm for us. And I don't think, as an American citizen, I don't think we want to go there. It's way beyond my comfort zone.
There is one comfort zone that many Upper West Siders enjoy this political season. With so many of them holding such firm political beliefs, they are spared an onslaught of presidential campaign ads on television while they watch the Cardinals and the Red Sox in the World Series. The money for those last-minute appeals to still undecided voters will be concentrated in states that remain up for grabs. To see photos of the people we talked with on our visit to the Upper West Side, please go to npr.org.